call us home. Papa knows just where it's at. They call us home. And people kiss just where we sat. Even in the country, people think we're so funky. And even in the city, people think we're so pretty. They call us home. Whoa, 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 boy. Ow! The homeboy ain't with it, but I'm here to tell you that I can get it, baby. I want to ball with you, yes I do. Oh, yeah I do, baby. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Call us home. Papa knows just where we're at. They call us home. And people kiss just where we stand. They call us home. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yes they do.
Alrighty, that was Tom Jones and Janis Joplin live on a TV appearance from 1969. Song called Raise Your Hand, found it on YouTube. Everybody's got to see this video. If you never thought Janis Joplin was happy, you've got to see this video. Both of them are like ecstatic. And there's a little dirty dancing almost. And yeah, it's great. It's a great clip. You got to see it. Before that, Liquid Smoke with the Tom Jones inspired I Who Have Nothing off of Liquid Smoke from 1970. Liquid Smoke, I believe. Let me see if I know where they were from. They were from Long Island. They were from Long Island. Okay, before Liquid Smoke, we heard from The Hook, featuring Holmes off of the album The Hook Will Grab You. Get it? 1968. That band featured Bobby Arlen, who was the guitar player from The Leaves. Prior to The Hook, we heard The Ventures with their cover of Sunshine of Your Love. That's off of Underground Fire in 1968. Prior to that, We were in the Netherlands for QB and Blizzards. That's their name, QB and Blizzards. And they do it with a little plus sign. That was Apple Knockers Clubhouse. Off of the album, yes, you guessed it, Apple Knockers Clubhouse from 1969. And we No, we didn't start that set off. This was a long set. Before QB, we heard Moloch. Moloch was the first band to record the Don Nix classic Going Down. I don't know how, I don't know why, but they were the first ones to do it in 1970. Predates Freddie King, predates Jeff Beck, and the billion other bands that have covered them. That was done in Memphis, which makes sense because Don Nix was like a producer and writer down there. And we started that set off on vinyl with BTO and the wonderful falsetto, which I'm not going to try, on Stayed Awake All Night, which is another one of those great, you know, rock lives on the road kind of song. And that's off their first album, of course. Bachman Turner Overdrive from 1973. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together, gang, for another 45 minutes. And then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned. There you have it. So we've got 45 minutes. I'm going to just keep cramming the classic rock into your ear holes. Where are we going next? Mikey. Oh, I know where we're going. We are going, I don't know where these guys were from. This was recorded in 1970. I will look up where they were from while it plays. It was on the Lizard label. The only other band I've ever come across on the Lizard label was Frantic. Which is a great band, much more psychedelic than Yamul, who we're about to hear from, but I'm not going to tell you what song. So as they say on the radio all the time when I'm behind the mic, dig it and dig it deep.
Chicago! know how much I love you. You'll never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Treat me right. You give me fever. Well, when you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
More, more, God before. I Time. I was born in a dime. Let me hear to die.
Yeah, blow you it go. Up, man.
I say in this place cold. Chivalco Road.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Here's a gentleman responsible for that great group called War. It's a damn shame an Englishman had to come all the way from London to get a bunch of soul brothers, you know, and make a big start on when nobody in America would touch him. Let's get together and say hello to Eric Burden, ladies and gentlemen. Eric! If I don't get well no more, I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, my health is failing me, and now I'm going down. Somebody please write my mother. Tell her this is the shape I'm in. Somebody please.
tongue. I know it feels good, but I don't give a damn where it comes from.
That was Eric Burdon and Jimmy Witherspoon with the San Quentin Prison Band. That is off of an album that they did in 1971 called Guilty. It was an Eric Burdon project. He had War backing him up. Jimmy Witherspoon came in and they did a concept album about race relations in the U.S. And they did a cut at the San Quentin Prison, and the prison band played. So there you go. That was 1971. Before that, we were in Japan for Creation with a fabulous Waka Jawaka cover of Tobacco Road from 75. Now, in 71, the same band was called Blues Creation, who gave us Sooner or Later off of the wonderfully titled album Demon and 11 Children from 71. Before that, we were still in Japan for the Flower Travelin' Band, my personal favorite Japanese classic rock band, with Heavy and Hell. And that is off of the fabulous original Made in Japan album, which came out in 1972, approximately 8 months before Deep Purple's album with the same name. So, and let's see, we started off that set. Another long set. We heard from Hello Hammett with their cover of Fever. That is off of the Hammer album. Those guys were from D.C. That came out in 69. And we started that set off way back when in San Diego, of all places, with Yamul and Valley Thunder off the Yamul album from 1970 on Lizard Records. So there you have it. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for, we have another 15 minutes. Less than 15 minutes. Then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, 2 hours. Stay tuned. Okay, 15 minutes of classic rock. I'm going to shut up and play something.
Shut out. cause I've not been let in. They have crashed my room and thrown me out the door.
Must be.
Yeah, I like that ending where he sort of breathes. That was Enigma from Mexico with Under the Sign of Aquarius off the Enigma album from 1972. 1972, quality Mexican classic rock. Before that, the original UK band with the name Iron Maiden. They released one album in 1970, and then, I don't know, maybe they licensed their name or their producer licensed their name. We heard Falling from the Iron Maiden album from 1970. And that was that mini set of music. And I have one more song before I turn everything over to Belinda, as I will do every other Saturday night going forward. So I'll be on week after next. Tune in then for more obscure classic rock. And this last song I'm going to play has absolutely nothing to do with Belinda. Nothing at all. Enjoy. Stay tuned for Bubbles in the Think Tank.